Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, so, I mean, you just kind of take it like every other week. You never know if you're going to be playing right or left. And, you know, today at practice, I got most of the reps on the left, so I'm going to get my sets on the right after practice and just see how it goes and be ready for either or what happens.
Bills offensive lineman Ryan Vandermark, swing tackle, who is going to be called upon to be one of the starters here for the Bills this weekend against the Steelers in what's going to turn into a bit of a pivotal game here for Buffalo and for Pittsburgh alike. Both of them putting themselves into precarious positions, I would so to say. And really, for the Bills, it's an opportunity to try to solidify a claim within the wild card race for one of the three spots available there. Sports Talk Saturday Hour number 2 here. Derek Kramer, thanks for hanging out with us here. Appreciate everyone that's called in so far as well. Pat Mellencamp will join us at the end of the show here as Niagara takes on Detroit Mercy. That game getting started at 1 o'clock. So we'll be going right to the courts after the show here at 1 o'clock. 803-0550 is the number to call. How are you feeling about Bills and Steelers? Are you nervous about this? Are the injuries starting to become a little bit of concern there? Both offensive tackles out. The defense obviously still dealing with its litany of injuries throughout the season. Is this the year that you really just throw up your arms and go, I don't care how the wins happen now? How are you feeling? Getting a temperature check on it. It's cold outside. Is it cold in your hearts as well about the Bills season? I want to be very careful about this. Because the amount of times that I've said this year and it's blown up in my face, I really don't feel like doing it again. I don't feel, when you have to constantly wipe the egg off your face, it's not a good feeling. That said, I don't know how much I respect the Pittsburgh Steelers. Problem is, if I say I don't respect them at all, and the teams come out with matching 7-5 records, I'm going to be kicking myself. I do subscribe to the idea that nothing I say matters. Ultimately, at the end of the day, what I say is not going to change the dynamics of the game the day beforehand. No show is that important that words can change the actions on a football field. No person is that important. So I do think that, you know, anything that I say ultimately is conjecture. It's not going to mean much of anything. It's not going to impact the game. So if I do say the Bills should win against the Steelers, it's not necessarily my fault if they don't. It irritates me, though, when it happens. Oh, they're going to crush Miami. They get crushed by Miami. That one was kind of funny, seeing that video go and making the rounds about Zach and I saying, oh, everything's going to be just fine and dandy here. And then it proceeded to very much not be. But here's the thing. None of my words matter about what's going to happen on the field. They don't matter. It's just here to talk with you. It still is one of those things where I still don't necessarily want to say it, mostly because this Bills team has, at points this year, betrayed our expectations, even if only for a week at a time. Frustrations about the Bills and the passing attack? Well, here's the Tampa Bay game. They're throwing deep balls. And it's working, by the way. But then the next week against, well, 4 days later against Houston, you get away from it. Why? Because Houston has sticky man corners that they can really be there with a wide receiver, and the Bills don't have a good time against man coverage as it is. Houston's defense is great. And they flex their muscles on that. And even then, you still got almost to the red zone before the game ended with less than a minute left. In three of their four losses, despite everything, they've been in it the whole time. New England, it was the grossest first half that you could ever see. I'm pretty sure, what, was it like 3 points were scored between those two teams in the first half, if I do recall correctly? Evan, help me out on that and fact check that for me. The first half of Buffalo and New England, I'm pretty sure it was only 3-0. But for the most part, though, nobody's out of that game, neither team, despite the fact that the Bills are losing the turnover battle handedly in that game, 3-0.
It was 6-3 at halftime.
That's right. That's what the leaky fart running down the leg was in that first half. It was 6-3. Thank you for making sure of that. Either way, it wasn't great. And then Atlanta, despite how much the defense hemorrhaged yards and points in the first half, the Bills were in that game. The defense, as a matter of fact, corrects the first half woes and keeps them in the game, allows them an opportunity. And then Houston. The defense has a bad end of the first half, allows Davis Mills to throw all over them, but they flex their muscles in the second half with whatever is left of the roster. The paperclip defense did its job. And it was the offense that got frustrated by a talented Houston defense. But more times than not, in their losses, it's the offense that is letting them down. They're the ones committing a bunch of turnovers. They're the ones not moving the football effectively as often. It's the offense that is letting them down. The defense is doing enough with the group that they have now. For the rest of the season, the injuries that have piled up on that side of the football, they're holding on really for dear life to end this season. And maybe Ed Oliver's able to come back for the postseason. That would be really nice, especially with the season that he had. Three sacks in three games. Three sacks in three games, by the way, is tied for second on this team. And that's another frustrating point for another time. But ultimately, the offense is the one that is really starting to irritate a lot of fans, pundits, across the country. And there's two people that you typically look at here with the biggest concerns on the offense. The offensive coordinator in Joe Brady and general manager Brandon Bean. Josh Allen has not been as good this season either. Let's go ahead and make sure to say that. It's okay to say it. He has to play better. He can play better. But the thing is that of the three names that I mentioned, I trust one of them to do that. And that's Allen. Obviously, earlier this week, the Bills signed Brandon Cooks. A player that a couple years ago would have been really fun to have. He has a consistent career to him. The last few years, though, it's been a much less diminished return for him in his output. But my biggest fear with Brandon Cooks being brought in here is, as a boundary receiver, am I going to get anything consistent here? And it has nothing to do with the player. It has to do with the scheme. I'm really starting to wonder if Joshua Palmer has himself a better season if it's not within this scheme. The scheme is not friendly to boundary wide receivers, and I still have yet to really recognize why. But again, there's been this constant thing about talking about wide receivers to a point where I don't like doing it, but it keeps coming up. It keeps showing itself as an issue, be it the talent that's on the roster or the schematics that are going through it. Khalil Shakir was not used exclusively as a screen and gadget guy last year. So I don't know what the heck is up with that all of a sudden, but it needs to change. Shakir, last year, Khalil Shakir gets 76 catches on 100 targets. It is still the same average yards per catch. And yet, it's much less to do with yards after catch because of the fact that he's catching it right away on screens. Shakir's yards after catch are coming through the damage of cutting through the middle, not just being the screen guy. It's from finding the sticks and making the plays. His average depth of target is not going to make a lot of things happen. And that's where you look at the scheme and go, is this good enough? Is Joe Brady's offensive scheme good enough to win consistently? And the answer that we've seen so far by the Bills this year is no. Not really. But the Bills have had this issue all year. Even in a couple of the wins before they start losing a couple games in week three, week four, you start to see it a little bit against Miami and against New Orleans. What's going on here? The offense is playing its C game, and they're still scoring 30 points. It's more to do with the quality of opponent, but it seems like something's off. And you felt dirty initially talking about it and pointing out the woes of the team, despite the fact that they're 4-0. And throughout the season, we've seen it. The offense has been very inconsistent this year. From the highs of the Kansas City game or Tampa Bay. But then, with every loss, it is the offense does not put its best foot forward and does not offer up good enough support. Miami, the Bills' defense tried to hold on for as long as they could. They really did. And then the floodgates opened and there was no real way of coming back from that game. But the offense has been a little bit on the disappointing side considering the quarterback. Considering that James Cook is having himself another great year. But But the thing is that unlike with how I opened the show with the Sabres and the anger and the frustration, I do understand acutely here that at November 29th, you are not going to see any changes made until the offseason. You're just not. It is too late now. A couple of years ago when they fired Ken Dorsey, they hit 5-5. So we're too far gone, I think, from being able to make a change at this point. And it's not going to be something that we know anything about until the end of the season, if there are changes made. But we have to ride this season out. We have to ride the season out, and we'll see what happens here. 803-0550 is the number to call as we get connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, West New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We'll go to Scott in Williamsville. Scott, welcome to the show. What you got?
Hi, thank you. Well, you kind of just said it at the end there, because my question to you was, I mean, how bad does it have to get for Bills fans that they're going to make a move? I mean, if you look at the Sabres, was it not bad after 10 years, 11, 12, 13, 14? I just don't understand it. And I really think that, yeah, they may make coordinator moves, but Bean and McDermott, I think they signed the extension at the beginning of last year. I don't think Pegula does anything. And I mean, there's so many aspects with Bean. Just take that Claypool, Valdez, Scantling, Cooper, Samuel, Hardman, Palmer, Moore, that those were supposed to be the answer. I mean, just that alone, besides the first, second, and thirds of the past years that are no longer on the team, it's just, I don't know how long. You're walking into a probably close to $3 billion stadium when it's all said and done, and they're not going to do anything. And it's just, it's amazing to me that, what was the change? I mean, Ben Johnson, my gosh, unbelievable, and Vrabel. Just a quick move can change the fortunes. And real quickly, last thing. You look back on the Houston game. I mean, forget all the games, but you had a 100-yard receiver, a 100-yard rusher, and you got a bonus kickoff return for a touchdown, and you lose. It's just unbelievable. I hope people – but they still support it. That's what I don't get. You're selling out the Sabres last night, and they'll be at that stadium putting down their PSL money, and I don't get it. But I'll leave it to you. Thanks.
Scott, I appreciate the call. And you mentioned the part about Houston where there was a 100-yard receiver, a 100-yard rusher. Taking almost 100 yards worth of sacks will also undo that. That's what happened. Allen was sacked 8 times, and a couple of them were for a lot of yards. So if you negate one of those performances just out of sacks alone, yeah, that's kind of how it happens. And that's where I think Brady, it's getting more and more curious to me. You saw the game, and throughout it, they're not getting protection with 5. It's just not happening. At some point, if 5 are not getting the job done protection-wise, including the fact that both Dawkins and Brown were apparently playing through injury, it turns into the offensive coordinator's job is to protect with more. Add protection schemes. Make sure there's more chips going on. There weren't as many in the second half. It becomes the offensive coordinator's job. If 5 is not getting it done on the blocking scheme, you need to add. But then you look at the other side of the coin. Because Carl Jones said it, and I really liked when he said it. The other side of the coin is you're asking this receiver group to win against probably the best man coverage defense in the NFL. There's almost no winning in that sense. But how do you do it? A running back gives a chip, and you're feeding them the football. James Cook and Ty Johnson have receiving touchdowns in that game. No, not Ty Johnson. Excuse me. Ty Johnson was the week before. But the Bills, they get these answers. Yeah, Cook and Johnson, the receiving touchdowns, were from the Tampa game. By the way, those are things that worked that you went away from. Again, it becomes the offensive coordinator's job. If five-man scheme is not doing the protection, it's not getting it done correctly, you need to be able to draw it up as the coordinator. That is your job. We'll keep going here. Mike in Lakewood. Mike, what you got for us? Welcome in.
Thank you. I was wondering, you know, McDermott kind of ran off Dable because he didn't like his high-flying offense. I was wondering, to what degree do you think Brady either lacks imagination, vision, or the ability to adapt, and how much he may or may not be handicapped by McDermott's sort of more conservative nature?
Mike, I'm glad you called about that because it does seem like it's a personality clash between Dable and McDermott. Dable runs hot. Like, we saw it in New York with the Giants. He's screaming at concussion spotters about Jackson Dart because Russell Wilson's throwing a forward pass into the ground. And McDermott's more of an even-keeled kind of guy. Dable looks like he's just too fiery of a person. It's a personality clash. It's not because of the high-flying offense. As a matter of fact, McDermott several times this year has proven it to kind of be the opposite of what you might think it is. Like you mentioned that, Mike, that it might be that it's McDermott's influence here. McDermott has said several times about having concerns about the passing game. Most famously after Atlanta, saying my concerns are your concerns about the passing game. That's not a coach that wants it to be influenced this way. I get the perception. Defensive coach, running the football, clock control, yada, yada. But McDermott's the one that says in 2020 when the Bills signed Emmanuel Sanders, we don't want to lose our fastball. McDermott's the one saying my concerns are your concerns with the passing game. More and more, it is sounding like the guy who came up under Andy Reid is understanding and evolving his mindset. The one thing that McDermott does need to change is the promotion from within right now. I do think that he does need to hire someone from outside the organization for the offense if there's going to be a move made there. I do think that needs to be different. But I don't think that McDermott is the one being the puppeteer when it comes to the offense's identity right now. 803-0550, the number to call. Bills, Steelers, how are you feeling about this game? We'll even go through a couple of the games that might matter more when we're watching around the scoreboard as well across the league. And then we'll talk with Pat Malacaro at the bottom of the hour as we get to Niagara basketball at 1 o'clock here on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Just understanding, you know, that back against the wall mindset, feeling like we've been in a situation like this, if not worse. You know, we'd love to be 11-0 right now, as would everybody else in the NFL. You know, that's why we play the game on the field, not on paper. And ultimately, again, it's our goal to go out there and win every single game, and we haven't done that. But again, every week's an opportunity to go out there and prove to ourselves that we do have what it takes.
Josh Allen talking about a precarious position, backs against the wall. And that they've been here before, and he's not wrong. 2 years ago was probably more frustrating than it is now. God, I do remember 2 years ago of just not wanting to come in here to do this show. Mostly because of how miserable that season had turned out to starting to become. They're at 6-6. The Ty Dunn article comes out. It's like everything's just hell itself. And it just almost seemed like miserable to talk about this team. But now, they're starting to get frustrating in a sense, similar to a couple of years ago, where they are a top team statistically on offense again, but it does seem like those numbers are not telling the whole story. So there is something there. There's a little bit of frustration brewing there. The other team is helping nothing, again, by the way, as usual. But it is better and worse at the same time as 2 years ago. 2 years ago, the division is seen as relatively not in reach, realistically, and yet they win it. Mostly because the Bills had their opportunity and they took it. But more importantly, because Miami went ahead and gave it up. Bills get to 8-4, for example. There's an opportunity here. But the problem is, and this is where it's worse at the same time, New England keeps winning. The Patriots are proving not to be the Dolphins. They are taking advantage of a soft schedule. And boy, is it soft. But they're taking advantage of it. That is the key here. And who's New England's next opponent? Oh, Monday night. It's the Giants, 2-10 and 0-7 on the road. Cool. Problem is the Bills lost to Miami. The Bills have lost to the Falcons. So they don't really get to get away with saying something like, you know, a soft schedule. I don't get to get away with saying that. Why? Because the Bills lost games that they should have won. 803-0550, the number to call. Go to Rick. Rick, what you got for us?
Hey, last time I remember that the Bills are anything. Buffalo won anything was when I was at the championship game in 1964 in the old Rock Pile. And in the meantime, I remain a steadfast Buffalo fan. I mean, I brought up and raised here. But these guys lately, I mean, I can't say anything else, but they stink, both of them. And I wonder, the other thing I was wondering is, do you think the coaches or the players listen to this radio station and actually listen to the fans? My sister and I were at the game last night, the Sabres game. We both thought we could call a better game than Joe Brady. I mean, the guy has no imagination whatsoever. This is so frustrating. I just walk. Before I die, I won a championship. One day another, Stanley Cup for the Super Bowl. It's frustrating.
I hear you, Rick. It is frustrating for both teams right now, and thank you for the call. The Bills situation is not as dire. I mean, obviously, they're 7-4. They are in a playoff spot. It's just not the usual style that this group has gotten you to. But we've seen this before. It was a couple years ago. They're not going to get away with getting the division out of this, I don't think. Again, mostly because New England's taking advantage of their schedule. Miami did not a couple of years ago. And the Dolphins proved to be the truest of paper tigers. So I don't think the Bills are going to get away with the division. That said, they'll still probably make the playoffs. Can they be better? Yes. The only problem is it's happening every other week. As of right now. And when we get to the playoffs, every other week is not going to cut it. You need to go on a run. And I don't, that's the part where the Bills scare me, is I don't know if they have the run in them this year, because they are a wildly inconsistent bunch in a wildly inconsistent AFC. That is the part that is going in their favor. The rest of the conference also stinks on the grand scale. New England sitting there at 10-2. I think they're fine. They played Buffalo well, but even then they needed 3 turnovers to win by 3 on a last-second field goal. So it could be worse. The problem is they're not good on the road this year, and they're destined right now to be a road playoff team. I don't know what to tell you other than the math is mathing there. So that's what that is. Got time for one more here. Steve in Texas. Steve, welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. What you got, man?
Hey, man. What I got is, first of all, you know, this is coming from somebody that went to that Texans game like I do every year and mm-hmm. watched this team absolutely act like they don't know how to game plan or have anything dynamic on offense. So I'm a little emotionally crushed, but I think the biggest thing is, I mean, Joe Brady and Babich are young coordinators, and they're learning on the job in the Super Bowl window. And I think the only positive thing that we can hope for with them is that, you know, they're having their mistakes now, and they're going to improve, and what they're showing us isn't their complete body of work or what they're capable of. I think there's a lot of schematic issues, and they do have middle of the road talent and a lot of gadget players, but they're not using them to their strong suits. So I'm hoping that by the time we get to the playoffs, which I think they're still going to make it, I think it's an 11-win mm-hmm. team, that they can put it together and put on some kind of run.
Steve, I appreciate the call, and it's exactly your last sentence is what I was getting to, which is, does this team have the consistency in them? And that's the biggest question. Because the rest of this conference is kind of, there's no Seattle in here. There's no St. Louis. There's no Los Angeles Rams in here. Heck, even the Eagles, looking over on the other side in the NFC, they're not the same thing that they were last year. The problem is the Bills have more matchup nightmares than positive matchups at this point. But, again, there's an entire NFC West. The Packers are impressive. The Lions, even sitting there at 7-5, are better than their record. Dallas is starting to turn it on, and it's too late for them, I think. At 6-5-1, they might not be able to make enough of it because the NFC is the better conference this year. Detroit at 7-5 is out of the playoffs. The NFC is top to bottom the better conference this year. While the AFC boasts the NFL's best record, it's New England. And again, it's against the weakest strength of schedule this year. Even Chicago, their strength of schedule has moved up. New England is facing, quite literally, the softest schedule in the league. They're taking advantage of it. They're 10-2. But even Buffalo's strength of schedule has moved up drastically. Well, you're playing a first-place schedule versus a fourth-place schedule. That makes sense. I just look at this team in Buffalo and go, the one thing that you've got going for you is that everybody in the AFC has questions. But the old guard is suddenly not standing there. And by old guard, I mean last year's division winners, last year's Super Bowl contenders. Of last year's AFC Super Bowl contenders, the Bills are the one in the best spot. Kansas City, Baltimore, 6-6 and out of the playoffs as of right now. Baltimore has an easier road than Kansas City, just win the North. But the Bills could actually do no favors to the Ravens if they lose to the Steelers. But of the three, the Bills, the Chiefs, the Ravens, it's Buffalo that has the best situation. Which is strange to say how weird this year is, but also if the great equalizers as the quarterbacks are not able to carry the flaws that have developed through some of these rosters and some of these teams, or in Baltimore's sense, more of coaching. If the great equalizers cannot be the great equalizers, the NFL is showing you get out of the way. At least this year, get out of the way. Because teams are getting it done with quarterbacks on cheaper contracts. And that is supposed to be what it is. The great equalizers, the quarterbacks, need to be at 100%. We'll take a timeout. Come on back here. We'll talk with Pat Malacaro to end the show before we kick it over to Niagara Basketball, taking on Detroit Mercy at 1 o'clock here on WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Last segment here of Sports Talk Saturday. Thanks to everyone that's called in today, jumped in, listened in. Appreciate every one of you. Always do. And we're getting ourselves ready to go, wrapping up for the weekend here. Busy weekend for our broadcasting, just as programming notes for all of the things that are going on here today. You got Sabres tonight, 8 o'clock face-off, 7 o'clock pregame here on WGR. You've got the Bandits playing at News Radio 930 WBEN, 7:30 face-off. The UB Bulls at 6 o'clock over on the Bet 1520, taking on Canisius. And in a few moments here, we'll have Pat Malacaro to talk about Niagara basketball as they're taking on Detroit Mercy at 1 o'clock. So we got a whole lot of sports going on here. And then, of course, tomorrow, pregame coverage starting at 11 a.m. for Bills and Steelers. And now joining us on the Western Hotline, just to get ready to go here for Niagara and Detroit Mercy, Pat Malacaro joining us from the courts. And Pat, welcome in.
Hey, Derek. Great to chat with you. The Purple Eagles just taking the floor now, just about 6 or 7 minutes away from teams being announced in 1 o'clock-ish tip-off this afternoon for a team looking to bounce back. It was a fun week a week ago at Duke University and taking on the Blue Devils and then Howard University on Saturday. But for the Purple Eagles, looking to pick up a victory today against a team they played very tough last year in the Motor City.
And not to mention, though, for Niagara, it's been a lot of time on the road for them a little bit here. They started most of their season on the road, and here they are in Dwyer Arena trying to get themselves another win on the season here. Pat, what's it like for this Purple Eagles team as they're trying to get themselves started here with the season?
It's kind of the theme we've seen over the last couple of years is so many new players in the program. Last year, Greg Paulus had a complete roster turnover with his coaching staff where there were no returning players to the roster going into last season. This year, there are a couple of holdovers from last season, including one of the top players in Justin Page, who will be in the starting five this afternoon. Also, Landon Williams, who has come off the bench in the past. Will Short, who is now factoring into a big part of the team this year, a big man out of Sydney, Australia. So there are three returning players and two making big impacts on the roster. And you're right. They will play a lot away from the Gallagher Center until conference time. That's just the nature of, you know, mid-major college basketball going on the road.
Right.
They'll be at VCU and take on Morgan State in a couple of weeks as well. Took on Duquesne to begin the season. But they're a team that's really finding its way now, and this is something that the coaching staff has had to get used to the last couple of years. And I think going through what they did last season and seeing how players reacted, finding the chemistry and all that goes into it, I think they're better for it this year.
And I think one of the benefits for Niagara here as well is going to be, like, yeah, the conference schedule is going to start opening up there, and you will be getting a little bit more of them playing at Gallagher Center, and they're going to be able to get themselves a little bit more acclimated to home. This is, I think, what, their only second game playing in the Gallagher Center this year?
Yeah, second of three non-conference home games. The way the MAC works, they'll actually go on the road next weekend, next Friday and Sunday, for conference play. Because there's so many teams in the conference now, can't fit them all in at the start of the new year. So there is a weekend of conference play. The last couple of the seasons, the Purple Eagles have hosted that first weekend of conference play. This year, they'll start on the road at Siena next Friday to open up the MAC schedule.
All right, Pat. Well, we'll get you out of here, get you ready to go, and make sure that we get you there on time here. As we know, we here at WGR are always great at managing the clock.
I appreciate it, Derek, and we'll chat with you soon.
Pat Malacaro there on the Western Hotline. You'll hear plenty more from him coming up next here as Niagara basketball takes on Detroit Mercy at the Gallagher Center. Tip-off set for just after 1 o'clock here. So, thank you to everyone that's called in today. For my producer, Evan DiPasquale, I'm Derek Kramer. This has been another edition of Sports Talk Saturday here on WGR. Pregame coverage for Bills Steelers, again, starting at 11 a.m. tomorrow. Sabres pregame starting at 7 o'clock. Bandits, 7:30 faceoff. You can hear that over on News Radio 930 WBEN as well. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.